when I sat down with John and Thomas, I suppose we went through all the issues and all the variables, and I suppose I was, impressed by the plan outlaid by John and Thomas in terms of their strategy going forward with the grouping of independents, and I suppose their plan for the local elections in May. And I suppose, look at it, when it came down to it, an old lecture of mine always used to say, measure each day by what you give and not by what you get. And I suppose it came down to that for me personally, that this was an opportunity for me to give something back to the local community that I'm living and working from, and Drimmarone and Donegal and Charis, and then where that whole area. And I suppose the whole municipal district is somewhere I would be very passionate about. I mean, I would have been involved, I suppose, directly with the club I'm involved with, bringing the championships to Donegal. It was hosted at Ballyshannon, but it was very much around the environs of Donegal Town, Ballyshannon, Bundoran. And I suppose that gave me an insight into, I suppose, what we have here in southwest Donegal is an amazing product. And I mean, the people that came there were from coastal communities in Cork, Kerry, Dublin, Wicklow, and they were blown away by what we have. And that's what I think we have to build on, I suppose, as a community, is expanding on and developing on what we have. You know, so look, I'm excited by it. It's a big task, but I mean, we went round and spoke to John's supporters, and there's massive support on the ground. I'm excited to get out there now and get out ahead of May and get out and meet the people. I'm already dealing with issues in terms of issues with roads and grants and wind turbines. And last week I was in a meeting with the Business Focus Group with a number of the other councillors. And I suppose there's a palpable level of frustration there as well with the business community that in terms of local area plans, county development plans, parking, the usual issues, but prominent issues for the business community. And I'm, as I say, I'm already working on those. So I suppose the job has already started even before the official co-option takes place, you know.
There's a learning curve there too, because, I mean, of course, you can be involved in these issues outside of the council chamber, but what happens within the council chamber can often be a very different sort of scenario, and the whole process of bringing motions forward, or who you back or who you don't back, and working with the executive and the staff behind the scenes. You know, there's a lot to learn there. There's a lot going on in the council, you know, that's not necessarily in the community either.
Absolutely, and I suppose that was one of the determining factors for me when I sat with John. He said, look, I'm taking a step back, but I'm looking after this grouping of independents, but I'm going to be working alongside you. I speak to John on a daily basis. He's got 8 years experience in the council, so when I have a question, I pick up the phone and ask him, instead of maybe sitting down and researching what form I need or whatever. John just sends it to me, and that's it. And that's been the way it's going, and that's a huge benefit going forward for me as a new councillor coming in. And we also can roll back then to a sitting TD. We have a fully manned constituency office. We have Thomas Pringle there with over 20 years experience. So combined, I'm sitting there with 28 years experience behind me, assisting me in my role. So, I mean, for me, I think our voters and our constituents are getting great value for their vote now. They're getting a double, nearly a double councillor for their vote. So,
but you guys are sounding more and more like a party every day, and I don't mean that. It's not a criticism either, by the way, but it is starting to feel very much like a party, if not a movement of such, or a party in anything other than name. I mean, are you going in there as an independent, or are you going in there as, you know, hopefully, from your perspective, if the May elections go the way Thomas and John want them to go, that you're going in there as a grouping, as a block, you know? And at what point are you an independent, and at what point are you pushing, you know, Thomas Pringle's agenda?
Yeah, I suppose I was conscious there. I was listening to Dom there speaking before I came on, and you see that on the ground and within the communities, there is a frustration, there's a disconnect there between Dublin and the Northwest in general. Like, you know, I do feel that isolation in a lot of ways, and that there is that huge disconnect there in the communities. I mean, I am dealing on the ground with issues of evictions, of vulture funds, of, you know, the health being left behind in terms of the health strategy, and in the education as well, the field I'm in. So, look, firstly, I'm an independent candidate. I'll be taking up the seat as an independent, and that's very much where I'm going to be working from. I'm an issues-based independent candidate. I mean, I'll take on the issues, I'll speak to the people, I'll go back and research it, and then we'll formulate our plan and our decision. But there are benefits to working with other like-minded independents. There's no doubt about that. And that's part of the reasoning why I would have taken the seat, that I see the benefit of this grouping of independents working together on certain issues. Now, there are definitely certain issues I wouldn't agree with the other independents on, and that's fine. But when we can, we will work together for the betterment of all our communities. And that can only be a good thing, I would feel. We don't need a party structure. We don't need to be pigeonholed into this party, because within the party structure, of course, you're limited and you're restricted and you're curtailed in a lot of ways. And I suppose that's the problem with a lot of the parties. And you can see, I mean, we have Fine Gael in government at the minute. I am struggling to find the difference between Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil at this stage. And I mean, so much for all this, you know, trolleys and waiting lists and that. None of it has seemed to come to fruition. And I think, you know, Fine Gael and the Fine Gael candidates are going to have to deal with that on the doorsteps.
I'm struggling to see a difference in independence, though, as well. I mean, it seems a lot of, you know, I mean, we're going to have you can say independents can have different points of view, and of course they can, but so can members of Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael. When you organise to the extent that it's going to be organised in Donegal, I think you lose the ability really to sort of criticise party politics, because in whatever way you look at it, other than name, you could be looking at a party of five or six independents on Donegal County Council. So independence is, if party politics is changing, well, independence politics seems to be changing too.
Well, no, I mean, I think the independents will work together on certain issues where they can, but ultimately you speak to any of the independents, they're very much independent-minded, independent-based. They represent their communities, and there are distinct differences within the independents, and there are, as I said, there are some issues we do not probably agree on, but where we can and where it's to the benefit of all our communities, we'll work together, and I think, I mean, that's fair enough. That's probably going on in a lot of instances anyway. Mm. All that Thomas and John are maybe trying to do is formulate that under a grouping going forward to the May elections and say, look, this is a group of like-minded people who can work together on certain issues. And you would have seen it in the abortion referendum and the Eighth Amendment, where people came out. I mean, some of the party people were you know, of a certain side in the argument, but maybe didn't promote that, or maybe didn't go out and actively fight for that, where you have community people or community activists who are out there and they're pushing their side of the argument. Right. What I think John and Thomas got was they got a lot of respect from both sides of the argument, because they were clear about which side of the argument they were on, and they stood by that, and people respected that they were out there and they made their views clear, like, to the people.
Well, we'll see in May. It's interesting. It's an interesting experiment. I mean, I'm interested to see. I don't mean it disparaging calling it an experiment, but it's new. It's different here. We don't know how it's going to work. So I suppose it has to be seen as experimental to some extent. So I'm going to be interested to see how it works, especially with the spread of candidates. You know, high profile names in a Ballyshannon area in the community activism in Letterkenny. And also potentially in a show as well, and it'll be interesting to see how the electorate react. You're co-opted, though, in the first instance. You are going to be county councillor. That happens at the next meeting.
Yes, it happens towards the end of the month, hopefully. And look, as I said, I'm already working on the ground, so I'm delighted to be getting in there. I'm delighted to be getting in that I have that time to probably get the experience and get the learning on board before the elections in May. I'm going to be getting out. I'm probably going to be doing clinics as well in the area, okay, and in the district in the next coming weeks and months.